SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting a New York judge has rejected Donald Trump's request for a delay in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The former president's lawyers complained that it's election interference to have Trump stand trial during the primaries. But at a hearing in Manhattan, the judge announced that Trump's first criminal trial will begin with jury selection on March 25th. Trump faces charges that he falsified business records during the 2016 presidential campaign to keep secret a past relationship with an adult film star. The trial could take several weeks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The White House has publicly confirmed that Russia has obtained a troubling emerging anti-satellite weapon. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby explains what they've discovered.
This is not an active capability that's been deployed. And though Russia's pursuit of this particular capability is troubling, there is no immediate threat to anyone's safety. We are not talking about a weapon that can be used to attack human beings or cause physical destruction here on Earth.
U.S. officials are analyzing the information they have on the emerging technology and have consulted with allies and partners on the matter. Police say the shooting that left one person dead and nearly two dozen injured after the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade appeared to stem from a dispute between several people. Police Chief Stacy Graves said Thursday that the victims ranged between the ages of 8 and 47 years old, and half of the 22 people that were injured were under the age of 16. A mother of two was killed. Police said three people were detained and firearms were recovered. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 348 points, the NASDAQ rose 47, the S&P advanced 29. This is SRN News. Another attack on a church in Canada.
This one happened over the past weekend at Blessed Sacrament Catholic Church in Regina, Saskatchewan. Video footage shows a man using gasoline and matches to set the building on fire before running away. A door burned, but firefighters managed to put it out before it spread. Churches all across Canada have been the target of arson and vandalism over the past 3 years, more than 100 of them in all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Millions of Americans are observing Lent, a traditional 40-day period of fasting, self-discipline, and prayer leading up to Holy Week. It commemorates the 40 days Jesus spent in the wilderness fasting and enduring temptation by Satan. According to OpenBible.info, food is the thing that Christians are most likely to give up for Lent, with meat, chocolate, fast food, sugar, bread, and chips being the most popular items. And other things folks give up? Technology. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Commerce Department says Americans pulled back their spending in January. That after splurging somewhat during the holiday season, retail sales fell 0.8% from the strong pace in December when retail sales were up a revised 0.4%. Fewer Americans filing for jobless claims last week. Applications for unemployment benefits fell by 8,000 to 212,000 for the week ending January 10th. Labor Department reports 1.9 million Americans were collecting jobless benefits during the week that ended February 3rd. Heavy trading on Wall Street today as stocks drifted back toward record heights. Dow gained 347 points. S&P 500 climbed 29. The NASDAQ was ahead 47. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
News and analysis at SRNNews.com.